All right, we're going to move on to the Drugs Committee. There was a number of people on in front of the Drugs Committee today, including the HSE and indeed the Department of Justice. Mal O'Hara, you were in front of the Drugs Committee today. Ireland's drug policy was being discussed. It'd be fair to say the challenges and some of the progress were highlighted. What stood out for you in front of the committee today, both from the HSE and the Department of Justice? What would you be encouraged by?
Well, I think, Colm, you know, today we had the Department of Justice, HSE, and the Department of Health, and very much their focus is talking about a new drug strategy in 2025 that can fit with the recommendations from the Oireachtas, the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Drug Use, which follows then from the Citizens Assembly 36 recommendations. So there's a focus on a human rights approach, a focus on a health prioritisation, moving it away from a criminal justice matter. And that's going to be the body of the work of the next 6 or 7 months for the committee to bring forward those recommendations and make any legislative change that is going to be required. I think today I asked some specific questions around the challenges for the Misuse of Drugs Act and about how that legislation's over 50 years old. It's outdated anyway, and how we need to change that following the recommendations.
You were asking about whether or not the Misuse of Drugs Act had, in the view of those that were in front of the committee, interfered with best practice. What did they say back to you?
I think there was some equivocation really from departmental officials. You know, what they're talking about in terms of that health-led approach and moving to human rights basis seems that there's a peremptory approach in terms of what the recommendations from the Citizens Assembly have said and then what legislation is going to come from the Joint Committee. I think very clearly if we look at some of those models that they're talking about, naloxone, peer-to-peer, talking about training Gardaí, about how to administer that to people who are maybe in overdose. And they're also talking about overdose prevention centres, and we know that that's been an arduous process to get to where we are now, but we are starting that process and we will have one of those soon in Dublin. But they are some of the challenges around the Misuse of Drugs Act. We may need to repeal or introduce new or amend it or introduce new legislation. And I think this priority focus at the start of the Drugs Committee is looking at that legislative context. I think very much, Colm, I'm a proponent of the Portuguese model. We've seen the success that they've had when they decriminalised and moved to a health-based model 24 years ago.
All right.
Going from having one of the highest drug deaths in Europe to having one of the lowest. A huge drop in their HIV transmission, a huge drop in prison populations because of drugs offences, and young people being less likely to try drugs than the European average. That's what we can achieve if we change the model.
Okay. James O'Connor, Ireland's record as being top of the drugs death table in the European Union is not a record that Ireland wants to hold. So it's clear there's something wrong with the current system. What should be done both on prevention and tackling the causes? Well, let's start with the preventative aspect first.
Look, I think I've seen a sharp rise, amongst younger generations in the usage of cocaine. Cocaine was obviously seen for many, many years to be a drug for people who were on, you know, high incomes and everything else, and predominantly used in city settings. But there isn't a pub or a restaurant in any corner of rural Ireland now where there isn't a rampant drug trade. And I think that the pandemic exacerbated that. Young people were locked away from, social settings and everything else, and people gathered in homes and houses instead, and everything was, you know, outside of a regulated setting of pubs and bars. And I don't think that helped from a number of aspects. As a young person, I'm incredibly concerned about it. And
right.
I do feel that, you know, there is a very, very serious conversation needed amongst younger generations about the continued use of drugs at the rate that they've increased in their usage and the ramifications this has. Unfortunately, as we know, for those unfortunate people who fall into addiction, the ramifications for them, for their families, for their friends is extraordinary. They get into debt, borrowing from family members and
but
friends.
So far, the just say no approach is not working. There needs to be greater, more innovative thinking.
You see, this is where I start to come to a crossroads, and I won't lie to the public. I'm only expressing my thoughts here, but my mind is not made up on this matter. But there is the great debate in Ireland about the legalisation of drugs, and I really worry about that conversation. Like, I'm 27 years of age today. I'm the youngest TD in the country. And I've seen people's lives, very good people, who've come into trouble because of their drug use.
Right, but would I suppose giving them a criminal record help that, well, or
I,
divert
I wouldn't,
them to a
I wouldn't,
health
I, I don't know anybody who's been convicted, who's become addicted to drugs in my own personal life, but I know of many people who've come into difficulty.
All right.
And, you know, that to me is a concern about this conversation around legalisation. And the secondary aspect, and I do want to comment on this.
Just very briefly, because I do want to get to Claire Curran, you know, and Aisling Willoughby.
The heroin issue in Ireland, and particularly in Dublin, is got out of hand.
Okay.
Aggressive begging on the streets in our city centres. People do not feel safe. I do not feel safe walking the streets of Dublin at night alone after 10 o'clock.
Okay,
that should not be the way.
Claire Curran, we do hear that people who are do end up in the criminal justice system, in the prison system, the treatment is not there for them, even when they end up in prison, to break the cycle. We heard of, at the Drugs Committee today, a number of pilot programmes that are there to stop young people falling under the influence of criminal gangs, but they're pilot programmes.
Yeah, and look, in relation to prevention, I think there's a huge role here in relation to education. You know, it's not in our schools. I'm not that long out of school. It's not something that's talked about or discussed. I think it really needs to be. I think we need to educate our young people. We also heard at the committee today, children as young as 8 being used as lookouts when it comes to drug deals. It's absolutely frightening. So I think the education piece is really, really important. And I also think the health-led approach is absolutely essential. And look, the committee will obviously undertake the work.
Decriminalisation and diverting people to health interventions.
I think health has to take the lead, yeah. I'm unsure in relation to decriminalisation. There's pros and cons to both, but I think the one point to say is I think the public are way ahead of us in relation to this. Drugs is a growing issue. It is an epidemic in our towns and in our villages as well, and we need to get ahead of it and we need to deal with it, and it's not being dealt with. And I think health is absolutely essential, and you've said it yourself, you know, putting someone in prison for drug use or drug possession isn't actually doing anything to stop them taking the drugs when they come out again. I think we need to look at it more.
We did hear something today, Aisling, about injecting facilities. Mm. These have been talked about for quite some time, but oftentimes there's local objections to them. What did we hear about them today?
Yeah, quite some time, as you say, the first medically supervised injection facility in Ireland and the UK will be opened in Dublin in September. But as you say, it's a long time coming. I think it was first put on the cabinet table in 2015 when the Labour TD now was putting forward positions at cabinet, Aon O'Riordan. So it's a long time coming, but it was majorly delayed due to local objections. I think, in particular, a local school around where this is going to be situated in Merchants Quay in Dublin city centre. It's going to be in the basement of that facility, that outreach facility there. So it's going to be opened in September and will obviously be quite a new concept. It's going to be an 18 month pilot to begin with, and obviously all eyes will be on how it works. There will be nurses there, people will come in, the clients will be injecting themselves, nurses will be there to supervise and advise or help, and also to have that discussion with people who are coming in looking to use the injection facility, to say, you know, why are you using it? Who, you know, what's your situation? You know, your living situation, your work situation, all that kind of stuff. And then encouraging them also to go upstairs to Merchants Quay, you do a great job, and get a cup of tea and, right, and have that chat. So that was brought up at the committee today.
Malohar, the HSE were talking about the rollout of some preventative initiatives and indeed providing people with support, because if people do go to an injecting facilities and they are talked to by a nurse, there has to be somewhere to which they can be referred afterwards.
Yeah, and sorry, Colm, I will answer, but just I want to be clear about the point. This is about decriminalisation, not legalisation. Legalisation means decriminalisation means that it's not a criminal offence for possession. Legalisation means that they can be legally sold. There's a very stark difference, and just to clarify that for any listeners who may be confused. But in terms of that, those prevention projects, look, people who are addicted and who are problematically using substances are often some of the most vulnerable people in society. We can trace, you know, a huge number of them will have had adverse childhood incidents, ACEs, or there may be poverty, deprivation, discrimination, prejudice, etc. And so we need to make sure that those programs of prevention and education are reaching the most vulnerable communities. And with that pilot with the Overdose Prevention Centre, it's about wraparound services. I mean, the question must be put, Colin, to say, would you rather that someone is up an alley or in a disused building or land beside a canal, injecting themselves and possibly dying, or in an overdose prevention centre where nowhere in the world has anybody died in an OPC? And what we can do when they're in there is then link them into additional support. And ultimately, we can save lives rather than moralise about drugs and substances. And I think it's frank to say people have always tried substances, whether illicit or not. We know the societal harm that they have. But what we must do is ensure that people who are problematic in their use get the appropriate support at the right time.
We're going to give the last word to this on a listener. He's a concerned business person in Cork. He says, 7 people outside my premises and residential housing yesterday injecting and smoking crack. They left syringes, etc. on the ground, called the Gardaí, and 30 hours later, still waiting, rang a Gardaí who told me they're understaffed and my call would not be classified as a priority. We're